Year-end data released by USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation show that U.S. beef exports reached new heights in 2022, including double-digit growth in export value. USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom has more details.
On the beef side, 2022 finished up a record year as expected. We were up a couple percent on volume and set a new record by far on the value at $11.7 billion in exports. Broad-based growth continues to be the theme. We had records set in several markets, including China, Korea, and several others. What makes the record even more impressive is that we had quite a few headwinds, and there was probably none bigger than the strong U.S. dollar, especially in October and November of last year. So that combined with the remaining COVID impact, Korea and Japan and China had pretty severe restrictions around COVID. Japan and Korea were relaxed, but it was December before China was relaxed. So suffice it to say that food service was decimated in China, and it's pretty darn slow in Japan and Korea. So I think going into 2023, there's reason around optimism for a rebound on the food service side.
Pork exports finished below 2021, but came on very strong at the end of the year, led by a record performance in Mexico.
The pork side ended up the year actually in pretty good shape compared to how slow it started out. We were down a little over 8% year on year, but it was the third largest value year ever for exports. There's two stories on the pork side for the year. Number one is Mexico, fabulous year with record growth. The other side of the story is China. China year-on-year numbers in the first half of 22 were off of record highs from 2021, but we closed the gap in the second half of the year. So once again, while maybe an off year in a couple of the key Asian markets, China and Japan off a bit, with Korea still being strong, we have reason for pretty good optimism going into 2023 on pork as well.
For more, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.